cracks that developed more than 2 years ago in the state's largest reservoir are caused by high water pressure under an erosion control liner, Tampa Bay Water announced yesterday. The cracks in that soil cement layer lining the interior of the C.W. Bill Young Regional Reservoir in southeast Hillsborough County have been temporarily patched, and now water is being pumped in. The area's recent heavy rains mean that flows in the Alafaya River and the Tampa Bypass Canal are high enough for water to be pumped from those surface water sources into the reservoir. The 15.5 billion gallon capacity reservoir, which was essentially empty about a month ago, now contains about 1.6 billion gallons. Standing on top of the reservoir's embankment Friday morning, Gerald Sieber, the general manager of Tampa Bay Water, points out the grayish grout that has been used for temporary repair.
The grouting has been applied to preserve the erosion control features of that flat plate soil cement. It's designed to prevent any erosion from affecting the embankment that holds the water in the reservoir. The reservoir is safe. The geomembrane facility that provides the water stop in the embankment has not been compromised. That's in excellent condition, and the reservoir doesn't leak. We just have a problem with the erosion control on the inside of the reservoir.
It will take several years, Sieber says, for Tampa Bay Water to undertake a full-scale permanent repair of the cracked soil cement layer. The grout is only a temporary fix for the cracks in the reservoir.
Those cracks appear whenever you take water out of the reservoir. We don't expect any problem with the reservoir as we fill it, but next spring in 2010, as we draw water down, we expect to see some cracking to occur once again, and we will again return and perform the maintenance on the erosion control feature to keep it in good condition. That's not a long-term answer. That's not a permanent answer to the problems that we face here.
An alligator swims in the reservoir as a great blue heron and other wading birds congregate along the shore, littered with the shells of freshwater mussels and clams. A single osprey soars above the reservoir's 5-mile circumference. Sieber says that after a thorough analysis by consulting engineers, Tampa Bay Water has determined the cause of the cracks and a long-term solution.
The water that saturates the soil just underneath that erosion control layer built up the pressure that's causing the cracking, and we have to undertake a project to drain that water or to eliminate that water in the soil wedge underneath the erosion control flat plate. That work will take about 2 years to complete once the construction is underway. We don't anticipate that construction getting underway, though, for about another 3 years because we have a lot of work to do to ensure that we get best value and best solution for the permanent repair that's undertaken.
Tampa Bay Water provides wholesale water to the public utilities in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties. Sieber says they will seek input about a permanent repair plan from experts on a peer review panel.
We don't have a real good estimate yet of what the cost would be. We know that it's going to be expensive just because of the sheer size of this facility. Because we need to anticipate what costs might be in the future, we have given an estimate to our elected officials of $125 million, but that's not a number that we have a lot of faith in just yet.
The public's cost will be offset by whatever amount, if any, that Tampa Bay Water receives through litigation. Their board voted last October to sue the companies that designed, constructed, and provided quality control over the construction of the reservoir. HDR Engineering designed the reservoir. It was constructed by Barnard Construction Company, and construction quality assurance was overseen by Construction Dynamics Group. Richard Harrison, with the law firm of Allen Dell in Tampa, is representing Tampa Bay Water against the three companies they believe are at fault for the excess water pressure in the soil layer that is causing the cracks.
The only people that can be responsible for it are the people who designed it, built it, and oversaw the project. We do believe fundamentally it is a design error. We continue to investigate the effect of any construction problems as well. The damages, in a general sense, are going to be whatever it costs to fix it. Tampa Bay Water has some numbers that they're using for planning purposes. I think nobody's going to know what the real number is until we go through the process of designing the fix and hiring a contractor and putting a price on that.
Harrison says the court has given Tampa Bay Water a trial date of 2 years from now, July 2011.
All those parties have certain responsibilities that are recognized in the law. When you're an engineer, you have to design things using the appropriate amount of care. If you make a mistake, you're responsible. If you make a mistake on a grand scale, you're generally responsible for a lot of money.
The reservoir opened in 2005. Its water level is measured as feet above sea level. Tampa Bay Water's Gerald Sieber says the level on Friday morning was 86, and the reservoir is considered full at 135. If the level reaches 100, which may occur in July, local water use restrictions could be eased slightly, according to Sieber. But he still urges conservation.
It's very important, given the current water shortage and the rainfall deficit that we're still living under here in West Central Florida, that people understand it is still important to conserve and make wise use of water, especially outdoor uses. Once the reservoir elevation, the amount of water, gets up to elevation 100, at that point we may be able to ask the Water Management District to relax some of the water shortage regulations that are now in effect. But those water shortage rules are still in effect. We need people to continue to observe them because we're not out of the woods yet.
The Tampa Bay Water Board will discuss fixes to the cracking problem at their upcoming board meeting on June 15th in Clearwater. You can find more information about Tampa Bay Water and the reservoir on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from the C.W. Bill Young Regional Reservoir in Southeast Hillsborough County, for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.